Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to this episode of the Weekly Zeitgeist. These are some of our favorite segments from this week, all edited together into one nonstop infotainment laugh extravaganza. So without further ado, here is the Weekly Zeitgeist.
Well, we're thrilled, Miles, to be joined in our third seat by an affordable housing advocate who is working to help address modern-day redlining by trying to overturn the Thurmond Amendment.
Yes.
Please welcome to the show, Yusuf Dahl!
Well, I appreciate that. I wish I had an AKA I could reference, but it's just Yusuf.
Yeah, it's just that's fine. Just sometimes Yusuf. Sometimes the name is enough, you know, it precedes you, you know.
Like, oh, Yusuf coming.
Valley of the Dahl?
Yeah,
I don't know. I don't know about that one. Let's not do that.
Doll parts by hole. To bring it back to the 90s. Is that the one? Someday, yeah, well, thank God. Is that doll parts?
I don't know, man.
Not a lot of Courtney Love Cobain fans in here, huh? Okay.
I was Cobain, but I think hole went a little too hard for me. Look, man, I'm still getting over this idea of peanut butter and jelly together. I mean, that's crazy.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, yeah. So yep. You will ache like I ache. That's doll parts. Thank you, 1994 brain. You're welcome. But Yusuf, where are you coming to us from?
Allentown, Pennsylvania.
Okay. Yeah. It's kind of a seminal place in terms of housing when we're talking about housing, right?
I mean, certainly. I think it's the type of city that's emblematic of a lot of our cities across the country that really are a tale of two cities, right? There's places in this community that are vibrant and thriving, and there's a lot of other parts in the city that have, quite frankly, been left behind.
Right. Yeah. Mm. Oh, man. I'm really looking forward to our discussion because, like, as we were saying before you came on, you know, like when we have these guests on to talk about a specific subject, I mean, just the Thurmond Amendment just opens the door to so many different conversations, whether it's about our carceral system, whether it's about housing, how we view housing and what even how America even does its threat assessments. And they typically just end up being just overtly racist. And this is no exception. This is no exception.
What is the attitude in Allentown toward the Billy Joel song?
One of ambivalence, because it's a good song, right? So I think it's kind of hard not to like the song, but I think the city has really done a tremendous job of reinventing itself. And so you know, there's the sense that that song really doesn't represent the spirit and the future of Allentown today. So there's a level of ambivalence, but it's Billy Joel. So you can't really, you know, hate it too much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it opens up. Well, we're living here in Allentown. And, you know, I mean, those are the only lyrics that I know. So I was going to try and say something profound about it, but I can't remember any of the other parts. Something about a factory town.
There you go. Welcome to our podcast, Yusuf. It's called Trying to Remember What That Song About. Just
incisive commentary, like, well, we're living here in Allentown is a lyric in Allentown.
There it is.
All right, great. Well, we're going to talk about housing in a moment. But before we get into our expert guest's area of expertise, we do like to get to know you a little bit better by asking what's either something from your search history that's revealing about who you are or something that you have recently screen capped, short for screen captured. That is revealing about
screenshotted, even
screenshotted,
screenshotted.
Yeah.
So my last screenshot was actually a list of Republicans on the Financial Services Committee. So directly related to this work on the Thurman Amendment, as I'm sure we're going to get into. This is going to be a big month because we have legislation that's going to be introduced, but we're trying to make it bipartisan, and so I'm doing a lot of work trying to identify folks on the right who might be interested in this common sense reform to extend opportunity.
Mm. How's it going? How are you feeling about that? You see any names on there that you're like, they seem to exist
that's a
version of reality?
I tend to be an optimistic person. I always feel like the thing with legislation is, the key is to actually get in front of these people. So for me, the challenge is how do you look at this list and how do you mine your network to get in the door? Because you believe that if you can just get in front of these people and explain what you're trying to do, common sense will prevail and you'll get through.
Right.
I guess there's something with housing. How do you sort of tailor this argument to appeal to someone like Ron Johnson, who has dealt in all kinds of really backwards thinking out loud when it comes to things like the carceral system or race and things like that? Is he actually gonna be like, oh, that's messed up? Like people who have just had a drug charge can't get into housing? Like, yeah, I want to do that. Or how do you thread that needle? Because from my perspective, I'm like, what do you tell Ron Johnson to try and get him to see the light in terms of something like, this is common sense reform, like that there's no net negative here. This is like about just like making things a little bit more equitable. And he'll be like, what is that, woke? But yeah, I'm curious what's the dance with something like that?
Well, so I think first of all, you always have to contextualize this in the framework of opportunity, right? Because in theory, everybody wants to extend opportunity to people in this country.
In theory,
and so it was really about legislation like the Thurman Amendment denies people who've been justice impacted the ability to be judged based on market measures and assessments of risk, right? So the market has a way of predicting or suggesting how reliable you're going to be as a creditor, right? So it's your credit score, it's your income history. There's a lot of different measures that objectively the market assigns to you to suggest your risk profile.
Right.
The Thurman Amendment nullifies all of that. And so the case that I made was, hey, give these folks access to the free market and the free market mechanisms of risk like everyone else. And I made the analogy that I can literally go to a bank right now and borrow $1 million. I can do that. But I could not secure a townhome apartment because of my 25-year-old drug distribution conviction.
Right.
That just didn't seem to make a lot of sense.
Wow. Well, right.
Does that translate in actual support? I mean, that's the thing, right? Like, I mean, anyone can sit across from you and say, yeah, that doesn't make sense. But what you really need are folks who are going to put some capital on the table and help you affect this change.
Yeah. Abstraction is the root of the problems that are happening, where it's like easier to just make somebody a concept, you know, that's like on your screen or like a, you know, a number on a spreadsheet. And when you actually get in a room with a person and they have to deal with the fact that, you know, you're a human being, it, at least for that time, can make a big change. But then after the fact, it's a matter of like getting them not to go back to the comfortable thing of, you know, a system that seems to lend itself to just abstracting people and treating people as like values in a spreadsheet. So, yeah, doing truly the difficult, important work.
Andrew, what's something you think is underrated?
I think something that is underrated is something I did yesterday that I forgot that I haven't done in a while, which is just putting the vegan thing in a not vegan place. To wit, I had...
That sounds naughty, but go on.
Burger Lords?
Oh, yeah. Is that?
Burger Lords has a vegan burger.
Right.
It's a burger place in Los Angeles. I went to the one in Highland Park.
It's in Highland Park, yeah. Right? Yeah, yeah.
And they have a vegan burger that's quite good.
Yeah.
In that it's like a little on the like falafel-y side. It's like there's like a lot of grain in it and there's a lot of like kind of visible texture. And yeah, it's just like a nice kind of like a patty of something.
Yeah.
And I just got that. I got a double burger with one beef, one vegan.
Oh,
it's fucking great.
Nice.
Whoa, you're down for the swirl like that, Andrew?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because I was like, they're genuinely really different. It is a burger that doesn't really try to like emulate. It's not like a just worse meat burger.
Right. Yeah.
It's kind of like its own thing. And I was like, oh, yeah.
I love like vegan hamburger. It really, like with Impossible and stuff, it's really, like it. Mm-hmm. The experience isn't that much different to me, especially if you use like normal cheese. Then I'm like, yeah, fuck it. I won't eat the beef.
Yeah, yeah.
I'll eat the cheese. And look at me.
It's better, yeah.
Yeah.
That was the vegan Whopper is, I think this one I'm positive I have said on this show before, but I'll say it again.
Yeah.
The Whopper.
Yeah.
The Whopper really highlights that the taste of a Whopper is just fake smoke and mayonnaise and raw.
Right. Perfect.
Yeah. Like anything else could be in there. So it is like, yeah, you can't be eating a beef Whopper.
Wexler, much experience with the vegan burgers or what? You're still pure beef. What do you do?
I have a life. I have 3 years left. And so my life expectancy is quite... I've hit my ceiling already. I'm on borrowed time.
Yeah.
But
yeah, I get it.
Andrew, I have a question for you. So you said... So you ordered a vegan patty and... So it was a double. So they were both...
It was a double,
between the same buns.
Yes.
How did you order it?
Oh, yeah.
Did they hesitate at all? Or were you like, did you order two separates and then you
fucking no.
Yeah. Because they have an option for a double anyway.
Oh, cool.
And I just said, can I just get a double, but can I just get one of them vegan? And it is true. The guy taking my order looked at me, sighed, looked down at the like computer. I was like, okay.
And he's like,
so it was admittedly a pain in the ass.
He's
but
like,
I'm
Mark,
surprised.
How do I ring this up, dude? This guy wants one beef, one fucking vegan. I don't know, dude.
Because it's a perfectly reasonable request. It just would sound odd to the ear for the first time. Where my friend Todd, he would do a thing where he would order a small coffee in a large cup. And it would be because he wanted to add like a bunch of milk to it, which is not cool. But like that's what he would do. And he also was like, oh, but you also get more. You get charged for a small. But they will give you a medium.
Oh, yeah.
Because he's a
This is kind of shit Todd Glass is teaching you, man.
Yes. That's why he was my mentor.
Yeah.
And that's why I order it. Yeah. See, I have a massive, like a 64 gallon drum I'm drinking out of.
What the fuck? Looks like methylamine. A barrel of methylamine from Breaking Bad. Yeah. With the bumblebee.
Is that the fabled Stanley Cup? Is that what that is?
Is that
this,
Stanley?
This is. Except, yeah. I have a child. I'm going to put a child in it. And
Blake has a construction orange Stanley Cup that does genuinely look more like a cone.
Look at this tormented promo cup I've got. Yellowstone insulated Lord. Mug. So,
that's how I let kidney stone.
That's how I let white people know I'm safe. I bring this. I go. Mm-mm.
I got fucking nothing.
Yeah. Oh, you gotta have a cup that shows you're safe, baby.
He's an ally.
I did see a this is the part of fucking, I guess, like TikTok, Instagram reels that I'm on. Mm-hmm. The suggested hack, which was a similar idea as that you get more in the small cup or small drink, big cup idea is when you're at Chipotle, right when they're about to give you the second scoop of beans, go, oh, actually, could I get half and half beans? Because what they do is typically drop the the scoop they already have, they're like, fuck it, it's already in the spoon, it's going in. And then yeah. they give you another scoop of another the other bean.
Wow. Yeah.
Beans. Classically the single cheapest food
I know.
You can have.
Yes. You can I know. It's like you found a scoop. Hack for free guac or some shit. You're like, yeah. Like, even they're like, dude, if you just, look, you could have just asked me to hook it up. I don't give a fuck. These are beans, man.
I bring my own can.
Ian, what's something you think is overrated?
Okay. Honestly, voting. Just kidding. Not voting. I think, what I was
finally,
like voting.
Finally. Someone said it.
You heard it here first. You heard it here first.
This is also kind of related, but like, I think cell phones and the internet might be over. I think it's done.
It's just done. I mean, yeah, the internet just seems to be the cause of and solution to all of life's problems. And now it just feels like the cause of all and solution to some of life's problems.
Yeah.
In a weird way.
Like, we'll get into it later, but like with Twitter, like everyone's mad about getting the blue check mark. I didn't used to get mad on the internet. I used to look up funny videos of people getting beheaded and learn how to make bombs.
Yeah, watching Homestar Runner and maybe some like gnarly car crash videos on evilchili.com or one of those fucked up websites that I remember looking at, and people would be like, what are you doing? I'm like, I don't
Lemon
know,
party.
Dude. This shit's out. This shit's on here. This shit's on here. And then,
you have to check. I think they still have, wait, can I say the F word on this podcast?
Which one? You can try.
Yes, of course you can.
Wait, actually, that's a good question. there was a site called eFucked, and it still exists. Do you know it?
Internet.
F-U-K-T.
Yes, and yes. It's all like porn bloopers and like cake
or
farts.
Just like really niche porn, like one where like a dude's dressed like as an alien, he got like seven dicks and shit.
Look,
I was in my 20s on the internet too at one point, and I remember, and they used to do the wildest shit. They'd be like headshot, there'd be like all kinds of weird sounds they would like edit into shit. Bro, I'm so glad I'm off that. You know, I'm mature. You know what I mean?
But
I'm
that was better. It now it's like, oh, I have to see if 100 people looked at my Instagram story. No, let me go look at cake farts.
Right. Yeah. The golden era when it was just more like, it was a sordid lake for us to sip from, you know, just
lemon party.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I miss it.
Oh, yeah. The hits. Goatsy. We all know. Look, there's so many of those things that were just for like. That's how you knew, like, someone was like, oh, you were, like, one of them weird, bad motherfuckers, huh? Because you knew about that shit. Yeah.
Yeah. It was interesting running into those people where you would hear, because it was word of mouth. It was when word of mouth was
still
more powerful than the internet.
You know?
It's like, hey, have you seen this video of a guy chops this thing off? You know?
Yeah.
It's a website.
That's fake. I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Well, don't. Yeah, Santa Claus is not real. Are you going to say that next? So, that's my Santa Claus.
If you want me to.
Lemon party.
Santa Claus is that guy from the Body Modification Olympics or whatever that video is where he's completely, he's chopping off a wee-wee. That's fake. Yeah. Sorry to debunk that. That's what I'm here for. I've done the research so you don't have to. Yeah. But yeah, what were you saying?
I don't even fucking care anymore that you just ruined it. So yeah, I don't. Doesn't matter.
Everything's
I don't
fucking
some
altered,
people have
man.
Internet access, some don't. Whatever. Go ahead.
No, but that was the thing. Like back then, you would just be like, "Yo, man, have y'all seen this video?" And everybody would come over, and you would be like getting high and shit. Everybody gather around your computer. My desktop computer. I'd be like, "Y'all not ready for this one?" They're like, "Oh!" And now. It's like so casual, like everyone's so desensitized. It really is like it's a terrible evolution that's occurred. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like nothing is like shocking anymore. And I think that's a really bad thing because overall we become numb to like really horrific shit. But anyway, that's the internet of 20 years ago, of 15 to 20 years ago.
Yes.
Huh. Right before Obama became president. Okay. Let's take a quick break. We'll be right back and keep talking about this technology thing. But yeah, the smartphone thing. Let's talk about it after this.
Hey, here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon, just $25 per month. taxes and fees included. Visible is the wireless company that makes wireless visible. No hidden fees, no really. Save on wireless with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. You don't need more than one line of wireless to save. Just switch to Visible at Visible.com. Save on wireless without the hassle. Switch to Visible today and save at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
You like to watch new stuff, right, Zygang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new. Because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course, and Season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan, and if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island, and secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
And we're back.
We're back.
And the Florida Supreme Court just gave the go-ahead for Rob DeSantis's 6-week abortion ban.
Yeah.
AKA just a overall abortion ban.
Yeah, right? a de facto, basically. Yeah. It's going to go into effect in about 30 days. Mm-hmm. And then until then, there, I guess, comparatively more humane 15-week ban will be right. The law of the land. And like you said, like, mind you, most people do not know that they're pregnant within 6 weeks. So
yeah,
this is
like pretty much nobody. It's fucking ridiculous. Unless you are constantly testing yourself.
Right. Oh yeah, 100%. And you're like at a doctor every day, like getting like a doctor, you know, doctor visit test. But, you know, many abortion advocates have also pointed out that because it's the third most populous state, like engaging in this kind of bullshit puts so many people at risk, not even in Florida, but the Southeast, because there are not states that are able to absorb this many mm-hmm. patients that would be seeking abortion care.
Are you going to flee to Alabama?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Or you end up in a state where they're like, what? You came here for what? Yeah. No. So, yes, it's looking pretty grim. And like a lot of people are like, well, this helps because for at least until November, they will have to live in a total anti-choice hellscape that may motivate people to vote. But in that same session, the justices also gave the go-ahead for a ballot measure that would protect abortion rights in the state.
Oh,
so they're
that's nice.
All right, Meatball Rob, you get this one. But also, because we're not total animals, it will be about 6 months of absolute horror until you can vote this thing in. And then obviously that has to get ratified, et cetera, et cetera. So that's a bit of the state of things in Florida. And, you know, now it's just sort of like saying like, wow, they've continued to do the same playbook where they don't realize how popular abortion rights are and abortion access is.
Yeah.
And we've seen this constantly, solidly red states, when this is on the ballot, people turn out in droves, and rightly so, to protect people's access to abortion. And then Republicans after, like on Wednesdays, are like, what happened?
It is weird because it doesn't seem to be popular at all to ban abortion, except for in this kind of weird right wing donor class that demands it. And it's like they're basically just trying to placate this really extreme fringe of voters who seem to have no, like, there's not enough of them to swing an election.
Yeah.
So you wonder why they're doing it other than just because they're assholes.
Right. Well, because like these donors, right, they're typically like wealthy and also like ultra nationalist Christians. They're like, because I have the most successful like mall construction business in the Southeast. Right, so I'll use all my money to do this kind of stuff. And it's like, to your point, like these donors have, they don't live in the reality where like over two thirds of the country lives, or they're like, no, don't fuck with abortion access. They're like, they're like Francis in Pee Wee's Big Adventure. Yeah. Like they're like a rich kid with like the most unreal demands. They're like, I want Pee Wee Herman's bicycle. And it's like, you can't have it, you fucking freak. And no one wants that.
If I can't have that, then women can't get abortions. It's like, what the fuck is happening?
No, truly, truly.
It's why all of the, it feels like every culture war issue that's been like put forth by the right has been because at the behest of these, you know, huge ultra-right-wing donor class people who are just very online. So all of the issues are very online things, like, you know, woke, you know, and trans. Like, that's the stuff that they are like, this'll, you know, if I'm mad about it, then the governor better be mad about it, too. And it's like, I don't think anyone... I mean, there are people going out to the polls to try to, like, end woke, but I don't think that on a... Even on, like, a statewide level, that's going to flip the election for you.
Yeah.
Like people, I think, forget why people like Donald Trump. And it's not because of his culture war, you know, stuff. It's because he just is like an asshole and he's funny. Right.
Yeah. Right. And they're like, oh, see, like, it's like, I want that guy to be in the roast battle for me on the political.
Yes,
like,
exactly. Right.
That's sort of what it is. Like, because he'll fucking tell Hillary to shut up.
Yeah.
Cool.
He'll call my enemies a bitch, and it's just like, that's more relatable than these like niche like right wing culture war issues that people are like, I guess I'm mad about that. Yeah. I don't know.
Well, because like this definitely has like the Biden camp rubbing their mitts because they're like, well, you know, we got a shot now. We might have a shot at Florida.
I know.
I mean,
if Biden is able to pull it out in November, it'll be because of how inept the Republicans are at reading a room. Like, for as bad as the Democrats are,
they're banking on that. I mean, they've been banking on them.
It seems like it's the whole strategy, right? Like, we keep being like, wait, they're going to run Biden again, but he's like so old. Like, that's such a
he's
huge
old
risk
and nobody likes him, and more protesters go out to protest him than show up to his events.
But that for a number of years now, their strategy has been basically look at them and it's kind of working. Like, they did.
We'll see in November if it works, and if it doesn't work, I'm very excited to be blamed personally.
Yes, we will be. Exactly. All of us.
Everybody who ever said anything negative about Joe Biden, they'll be like, I hope you're happy now.
I hope you're happy. This is what you wanted, right?
Yeah, but it's not incumbent on the candidate to actually appeal to a wide base. I'd be like, fucking choose this one now. And it's you're like yo, easy. I got rights too that I'm looking out for. I got a future too I'm looking out for. But it does look like if they were ever going to be like, oh, this might be a shot, I guess maybe. I mean, traditional wisdom would say Florida is not really on the table for a flip.
Right.
But the narrative I think Biden and their campaign wants to run on is, look what happened. Like, this is Trump's Supreme Court that overturned Roe. Mm-hmm. And then now Republicans in general, like Rob DeSantis, the meatball pudding man, also wants to continue this trend. But then I think that's what's also interesting, too, is it puts Trump in a weird position because he's kind of tried to have it like both ways. You know, like in the past, he's been like, that's me. That's because of my Supreme Court. Roe got overturned. And then when they talk about a 6-week ban that DeSantis is talking about, he's like, that's terrible. That's terrible.
Yeah.
And you're like, well, hold on. What is it? Because he's smart enough to know how fucking wildly unpopular the issue is, maybe.
Right.
Or he was just saying that because at the time he was running against Ron DeSantis and he's like, whatever he says is bad.
Right.
So what is he going to do? Is he going to embrace the new ban and be like, exactly, they're doing it right down there? Or is he going to be like, actually vote for the ballot proposition and get that and help enshrine those rights and then lose the evangelicals? Because that's also, that's like half the battle with him. Like with the reason the Bible people weren't up in arms about him selling Bibles is because he's low key being like, yo, bro, trust me, you're going to have a seat at the table when it comes to national policy. Right. But just let me fucking make my coins real quick. Look, you saw the fucking wild fake moral panic over trans day of visibility falling on Easter. We got your back. We will keep the outrage going. But yeah, it's not quite clear how he'll play it. And I think that's where the Biden camp feels like, well, whatever he says, it's going to be tough. And then we'll be able to campaign off of that.
Yeah. And what would be easier is running a candidate that people like.
Nah. Yeah. Traditional wisdom would say something like that. But,
I mean, it's weird how low the bar is because like the bar set right now, we're setting the bar at not a president doing anything good, but just saying that he will do good things. And they're not even giving us that. They're not even giving us the veneers, not even like the lie of like, no, yeah, we're going to try and, broker a peace or it's just like they're like, well, no, Israel has a right to exist. And
we had that UN resolution we abstained from voting on.
Right. Yeah. We had the UN resolution that we helped water down to a degree in which we were OK enough to abstain.
Yeah.
And it's like you're not even trying to pretend.
Well, I think that's where, again, there's like this difference between the high information voter and then and most people who are probably, I mean, like if obviously he's not going to attempt to appeal to like voters like who are like calling out all these inconsistencies.
No, but
for those who aren't, like for the people who are like, why doesn't he get credit for the economy? It's like, well, you could do stuff that like hits people in the pocketbook, or at least hearing like, oh, you're going after like these sort of predatory price gouging practices of companies or something like that, signals like, oh, they're like, I get that. Yeah, my bread is cheaper or my milk isn't as much money. Like, I buy so much milk now.
So
having
much
a
milk.
Baby. I'm like,
all
yo,
milk.
This is beer money. Basically, you're spending on gallons of milk. Like those used to be. That's used to be what beer costs. And I was like, damn, those kids.
Especially that whole milk. I don't know why that's more expensive. I mean, I guess I do.
Because they don't cut it.
Yeah, because they don't cut it. That's raw.
You're sniffing base, bro. You're sniffing base, homie.
That's the shit, whole milk. You know,
yeah,
it's not been stepped on.
I guess heavy cream is really is real base.
Yeah, that's
But the other thing too is like if that ballot measure about enshrining abortion access into the law isn't enough, the Florida Supreme Court also approved another ballot measure that would determine whether or not recreational cannabis can be a thing in the state. So you've got a body autonomy and weed on the ballot. So that may help bring out some voters enough to do something that would change the overall color of Florida. Who knows? But that's like the bill for the recreational cannabis one is like very, it's like put forward by like the biggest medical marijuana company in Florida. And the bills are, and it's like us and like our 24 friends get to run roughshod over the state when you legalize cannabis. So that one's a little bit murky too.
Yeah. Also, the price of the brick is going up.
Yeah.
It's just like, I get it. You guys want to control all of it.
Yeah. Cool. Yeah. Well, free market.
I feel like the Democrats, every time we have a national election coming up, they're like, and Florida, it might be in play.
Yeah.
And it's always like, just like gets further and further away from being in play.
I think the only, for me, the one thing that I feel could help is the fact that the Republicans have no monies right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The dollar amounts are really. It's slim pickings over there because a lot of the money's been going just to Trump, and the RNC is like, sorry, we're this guy's piggy bank. I know it affects down ballot candidates.
Right.
Can you do something on your own maybe? And I'm sure it'll get probably sorted out because these are gigantic political machines. But, as it stands, if that's the situation, you might be able to see how they're like, oh, yeah, that might be a get.
Yeah. We did talk about how on Monday's trending episode that Trump had like a good financial week where he spontaneously became like $5 billion richer because Truth Social essentially went public.
Yep. Went public, yeah.
But like the day that we talked about that, like the shares dropped by like some crazy percentage.
23% or 28% or something like that.
Because of the statistics that we were
talking about. So he lost $1 billion of that valuation already.
Yeah.
Which I'm curious, when is he going to dump all his shares, honey?
He gets 6 weeks or 6 months until he can do that. So,
oh, 6 months?
Yeah. But I think he can maybe borrow against it. So he might be able to liquefy a little bit.
Oh, you want to borrow against this rapidly tanking stock price? Sure. Yeah. Sure. What do you want for it? $3 billion?
I love that he can just go to any financial institution and they're like, all right, you can literally take this money and never pay it back.
Right. But, well, now this one with that $175 million bond he paid recently in New York, that was all from a dude who was like the subprime car loan king. Like, and he's booed up with like this bank. Like he's like a huge stake in this bank that is the one doing the lending. And they, like a lot of financial reporters, like this company does stuff where they can, it looks like money laundering made easy with this bank and how they like loan and give bonds out to people. So whatever, like we said, this is just the phase
cool system of the cool roster. System you have there, yeah. America. Yeah. All right. So, Miles, you pitched an idea to the Bank Robbers of America.
Yep.
You pitched it as a movie, but I think we all know that you were pitching to the real world bank robbers.
Oh, yeah.
A string of eclipse-related bank heists where each heist is timed to the eclipse. Mm-hmm.
Everyone's looking away. I love this idea.
Everyone's looking up.
And law enforcement, different places have states of emergency where they're having to put all their resources in one place.
Because there's so many tourists. So if you're going in, like, scheduling the bank robberies in the path of totality. Love this idea. We have another piece of news related to the eclipse and the criminal carceral system. New York State Department of Corrections and Community Supervision recently announced that they would be canceling visitations on April 8th, aka Eclipse Day 2024, in facilities that lie in the path of totality. And it's not just visitations. They'll be instituting a system-wide lockdown, meaning that inmates will be locked in their housing units between 2 and 5 p.m., supposedly as a safety precaution.
What? Because they might look at the sun?
I don't get, like, is this just the powers that be retaining their, like, ancient fear of eclipses? You don't know what's going to happen.
Yeah.
We don't know what kind of power they will attain from the sun.
Yeah.
Right? Like, doesn't that kind of feel like what they're making everybody be locked away for the 3 hours of the eclipse?
And you're lucky we don't do it every month during the full moon.
As a safety precaution. We don't know what they're going to do.
What is the threat exactly? I mean, are they listening to the show and they're like, oh, that'd be a perfect way to bust out of a prison. But like, I'd imagine is pretty secure. Like, because it goes a little bit shadowy for a couple minutes, they're like, I don't know, man.
Hide in the eclipse.
Yeah, right. Well, what can we do? A system-wide lockdown.
I don't know what kind of cryptozoological beast they turn into when the eclipse happens. But like, they had already purchased a large supply of solar eclipse safety glasses to distribute to the incarcerated population. And then they just were like, nah, fuck that. We're going to hang on to these.
This is really odd. Like, why?
That is weird.
Clearly, like, that shows real intent to allow people to observe the eclipse. When you're like, I mean, I guess you got to look after their little eyeballs. So, yeah, let's get these little cardboard little shields they can hold up in front of their eyes and then be like, no, that's it. System-wide lockdown. Like, in another context, it feels like in a family, like one of the kids broke a rule. So we're not going to Disneyland anymore.
Yeah, no McDonald's.
Yeah. So is that what happened? And it's just punitive?
Or maybe like they uncovered a planned escape or something like that?
On the day of the eclipse. It's very, very odd. And it's just like already our carceral system so fucked up. It's like, can some of the people who are locked up for having drugs on them look at the eclipse?
They're going to need to explain this because that is such a baffling move that I want to know what the thinking is. Like, this is, I literally can't think of a single reason outside of like, I don't know, we just thought it'd be like kind of fun and cruel.
Yeah.
Right.
We want to look at the eclipse, and so we can't be looking at them and the eclipse at the same time. So we're going to lock them away and then go out there. It's like the worst parents in the world.
Yeah,
yeah. So I've actually decided to lock my kids in a closet.
Yeah,
the eclipse
we're going to go to the Disneyland Hotel, but they're going to stay in the hotel the whole time.
We're going to be out on the...
We're going to ride all the new Star Wars rides.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, it looks like the Fuhrer, I mean, Governor Kathy Hochul, who is having system-wide subway lockdowns. She is saying, again, there's 29 counties in New York that are also in the path of totality. So New York is, I think, just also full-on state of emergency.
Yeah. What do they think an eclipse is? I'm very confused.
It's one of millions the states of
visitors. One of the states of emergency is because they've like been advertising this as like, we're in the path of totality. Come to Niagara Falls. And people heard them and they're having unprecedented levels of like travelers planning to come that they're just like unprepared for.
That is... I mean,
but the prison one doesn't really make sense.
Yeah, like, the prison, they're already in a place.
Yeah, there's in like nobody's coming to the prison to view the eclipse.
Yeah, it's just weird that even a state of emergency for like visitor, like they've never had like a fucking music festival in upstate
New York.
Not like this.
They said that the tourism that's coming to Indianapolis, eclipses the amount of tourism that came to Indianapolis for the fucking Super Bowl
by like orders of magnitude. Yeah, it's not even like by a little bit.
Yeah,
it's like it's like three Wait, Super Bowls.
Well, okay, now I'm wondering what do these guys know that we don't know
about how cool eclipses are.
I mean, I know eclipses are cool and stuff, but it seems like it's weird that everyone, like more so than the Super Bowl, are like, we gotta go to see this. Totality.
Have you been? Have you been in like a full blown path of totality eclipse experience or just?
I guess I haven't.
Yeah, maybe you should stop running your mouth, bro.
All right, yeah, that's fair. That's fair.
You look ignorant as fuck, dude.
Listen, I'm sure it's sick.
Just admit it's sick, dude.
I admit it's possibly sick, but like not.
No, possibly, dude. Don't fucking mince words.
Is it travel to Indiana sick? I don't think anything is that sick.
That is the question that we're going to get the answer to.
Get an illegal gun while you're there.
I've been speculating that like all the footage I've seen of people in the paths of totality from recent eclipses, they always give me the impression of like people after they just saw The Phantom Menace and are still trying to convince themselves that what they that just saw good. Was awesome. Yeah. But like, and so I think what's driving this like massive, like Hajj, like, you know, movement of humans to the path of totality that's happening is that people have had these experiences that I think like my experience with the past two eclipses has been underwhelming. And the first thing you hear when you're like, call that an eclipse, which is what I scream at the sky as the eclipse is happening.
Yeah.
The first thing people say is like, oh, you have to go to the path of totality. So I feel like the marketing has been perfect to drive people to the path of totality for these upcoming eclipses.
This is a clip of people in the path of totality where it starts off, it's sunny. Okay, here's what it's about
sick.
It's about to sunny day. Here we go. Oh, it's all getting dark.
Oh, it's getting darker.
Look, now it looks like it's 6 p.m., 7 p.m.
Dang, bro.
Oh, yeah, look at that. Look at that. Look at that. Oh, fuck.
I mean, the sun's getting tiny.
The sun gets tiny?
That's a little.
People are screaming, dude.
I'm coming.
That is crazy. Yeah.
This is fucking sick, dude.
You need to go to the path of totality, Matt Lieb, and bring the voice modulator.
This is so fucking sick, bro. Oh. I'm coming.
I have now reached my full eventuality.
Oh, shit.
As a spiritual being.
Fire it up.
I do just want to say six inmates in New York have filed a lawsuit arguing that them being denied the chance to witness the eclipse violates their constitutional religious rights.
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah. Fuck that. Like, let them watch the eclipse. And if they turn into a mythical beast, like you seem to fear, then that's great news. You know, that makes the world so much more interesting.
Hey, exactly. Warden of the Department of Corrections. If that happens, option the IP inevitably emerges from the inmates turn into monsters during a total eclipse. Otherwise, shut the fuck up and let people be outside. Like, they would be outside anyway. Yeah. It's just more like, you want to give them cardboard eye shields or not.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And because, like, I mean, one of the guys who's the plaintiff in that, he's an atheist who argued prior to them pulling the plug on this, saying, like, it's my right to be able to observe this. Like, I'm not, as an atheist, I'm like, I observe through the marvel of scientific discovery. So experiencing a solar eclipse is part and parcel of that, my belief system. And then there are other, like, and they're just saying, so what, what's the deal? And then so they granted this guy the opportunity, like, I think last month, and then they did a U-turn on it. But yeah. Cool.
Well, I guess prison wardens aren't as cool as we all thought.
Yeah, dude, what happened to them? They used to be sick.
Not as cool as Shawshank made them seem.
I saw The Last Castle with James Gandolfini, Robert Redford. Anyway, how is it? Can you get a little taste of what it would be like in the path of totality there, Matt?
Oh, yeah. God, my dick. Oh, the sun is making me come. I don't know, guys.
This is what you want. I don't know, guys. Just bailing on it.
What do you want?
Are you happy?
Are you happy now?
Just a family-friendly event. The children are screaming. Oh God!
Yeah. Oh, look at that! I love. Oh, the sun is. Oh, it's getting smaller. It's getting smaller.
And my dick is getting harder. Oh,
wait, mama. Okay, wait. This is the part right after that. This is now that same clip. This is from Greenville, South Carolina, where now the eclipse is now waning and the sun is coming out. So I guess we can totally hear like what the full, I guess, release, for lack of a better word, is for people. Sunnier, sunnier, sunnier.
Oh, come back. Oh, yeah. Come back.
Outstanding. Oh my God.
Outstanding. I mean, look, that's I'm only
standing in a field being bored.
That's like truly like they cut to his little kid who's just standing there with his little glasses on, just staring. So all he did was see the sun kind of dim and then come back.
Yeah,
I don't know. It's like there's something magical about the idea of it, right? Like that,
sure.
Like looking around, like someone needs to make that movie. It'll be dope. Miles needs credit, like at least 60%, 60 points
Apocalypto,
on the back end.
Jack. It's called Apocalypto.
the Apocalypto bank robbery.
Thank you.
And but then, like just sitting in a field watching the sun turn into a smaller sun and then come back feels, I don't know, like even in that one, which was dope. Feels like people are like, so that's the thing then, huh?
Okay, you want another group of people hooting and hollering for an eclipse? Just, everyone has the same reaction when the eclipse Woo! Comes.
Oh, man. Oh, it's happening. It's happening.
Now my dick is as big as the sun.
Sorry. I think it's like partially people wanting to experience something like they can't without doing drugs.
Yeah.
I feel like there's that's that right. too. That would be true. Because you're like, what the fuck? I'm like, bro, I've been in a fucking K-hole before. Relax.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But like this, I get it too. This feels like there's just so much, there's so many sensations that it engages. And again, I only say this because I can't go to a fucking path of totality
pissed.
This
that's
year.
My whole thing is I'm pissed Trust that me, I'm not the path go. Of totality that I didn't plan well enough. And so I am just telling you all, it's going to suck.
That's
okay?
What you're telling your kids?
Yeah.
Dad, my friends are going to the Niagara Falls. Are we going too? It's going to fucking suck, okay?
It's going to suck. It's not even
Liam's
as good as you
family
think it's going to be.
Fucking losers.
He's only doing that because he's cheating on their mom and he's trying to make good and break the news to him during the eclipse.
It's because he can't afford to see Dune to an IMAX, but we can. That's for poors, okay? Yeah.
Eclipse tourism.
Just, preemptively hating on the eclipse. I love it.
Yeah. I mean, just like if everyone was getting naked, having sex. No children allowed, obviously. Yeah. Just adults, naked.
And a Thanos voice changer,
And a Thanos voice changer. Then I get it. But until that... If an orgy breaks out in the path of totality, then I will go next year.
You know there is some kind of adult-only totality fuck party.
Weird masks.
Easily.
Greek something like they... What's that ancient Greek drug that they all drank back at the...
Wine.
Yeah, that's the one. Yeah.
They're all drinking wine.
Not Eros, but yeah, there's some. Anyways.
Henbane or some shit? Like,
no, there's just like an old...
opium?
Yeah. You're right. Talking about weed?
Yeah. They were enlightened, you know what I mean? But yeah, I could definitely see some like, all right, everybody get your fucking clothes off. The totality's coming.
Yeah.
And then... Yeah, yeah. I'm sure there are people who are trying to time an orgasm out to the totality.
For sure. And, you know, and, you know, but I also think it's like equally as likely as there's like five people who are like, it's time for our group suicide. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like,
right.
Like there it's going to be like that stuff, that comet cult, you know?
Heaven's like, Gate.
Yeah. So I don't know. It feels, you know,
a little bit cool. Of something for everyone. Honestly.
I don't want to yuck their yum. So
I don't either. Enjoy. No, but yeah.
No, if you want to fuck in a field in the shadows of the eclipse, go
please
ahead.
Please do.
Please do.
I don't Mazel know. Tov. Is that like that?
What?
I feel the. I just like that's not when I'm at my most like able to like appreciate deep like spiritual things. Like you know what I mean. Like
when you're looking at the sun or when you're fucking?
When I'm fucking. Oh, okay. I'm in the middle of like, yeah. I'm not like, I feel like I kind of miss it.
Now I want to see you fuck. What kind of demonic shit are you doing? I feel the most apart from God when I am fucked. I'm Apollo.
Hurry, guys. Right, take a quick break. I think the best option I've heard yet. Yeah. For what to shout when the sun dims.
So loud.
There God is dead.
And here's your proof.
Yeah. All right. We'll be right back.
Hey, here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon, just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Visible is the wireless company that makes wireless visible. No hidden fees, no really. Save on wireless with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. You don't need more than one line of wireless to save. Just switch to Visible at Visible.com. Save on wireless without the hassle. Switch to Visible today and save at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
You like to watch new stuff, right, Zygang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new. Because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course, and Season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan, and if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island, and secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
And we're back. RFK2, I guess RFK Jr. I like saying RFK too.
I was enjoying the outro to the last segment where it did sort of sound like J-Lo and RFK were on tour together.
Yes.
I know. Yeah. That, I mean, who knows? That might help for ticket sales.
Can't hurt. Tickets are available.
Tickets are available.
They are
widely available. Please, please.
By all means.
We got RFK coming too. So if y'all anti-vaxxers, you can come through and hear a couple conspiracy theories
some
in between.
Floor seats.
Yep.
You know,
yep.
I'm real. And Ja Rule will be there too. So anyway, RFK Jr. has been in and out of the spotlight, obviously, since he announced he's running for office, whether it's tales of people farting loudly during his arguments over whether or not Ashkenazi Jews and Chinese people were immune to COVID, or about how he lied about celebrities coming to his fucking birthday party. Oof. He's always getting attention for the wrong reasons. And sadly, he continues to make things worse for himself, because every time he's in these stories, he just denies they ever happened. But people are like, dude, you said it, or like your people sent the email. What do you mean? Like, you had nothing to do with it. And recently he was on Chris Cuomo's show. Remember that guy?
Oh, yeah.
Where Cuomo brought up the fact, he's like, you know what, dude, just for the record, but you got a pretty wild fucking track record of saying freaky shit. Like, all kind of, I remember you said Bill Gates was going to put 5G in people's brains and stuff and take your money or something like that. And then, your COVID conspiracies, you're an anti-vaxxer, you're kind of you're kind of one of the biggest faces of the anti-vax movement. And also your 9/11 stuff. And I'm just going to play this clip because he just does not. This is not want to talk about it at all, like in this very, very, very like suspicious way again. So I'm willing to give him the benefit of the doubt. Maybe he has some kind of debilitating memory loss, or maybe he's just full of shit. But here, you decide.
To that suggestion that whether it's 9/11 or the deep state or vaccines, that you believe wacky things.
I don't know what you're talking about. 9/11. I don't recall saying anything about 9/11.
But you know,
I'm called a conspiracy.
It came out of the Bergen interview.
I do not.
Well, in the Bergen interview, where you were saying you're not sure what happened. You know what I'm talking about, Bobby. I'm not. You know me. I'm not trying to be sneaky about it.
Yeah, no, I'm not trying to be coy, Chris. I think if you go back and look at that interview or any interview, I never voiced a conspiracy theory.
Okay, sir, you can't. This is something no one can do in the year of our Lord 2024. You can't be like, go check the tape, motherfucker. Everything is there. So again, in this clip, people just said, okay, here it is. Let's just cut to that interview Chris Cuomo is referencing and just hear what version of the 9/11 thing he was in on.
I know there's strange things that happen that don't seem...
What are the strange things?
Well, one of the buildings came down that wasn't hit by a plane. So, it wasn't building 7 or building 10.
That collapsed because 2 of the world's biggest buildings collapsed on top of it.
No, they didn't collapse on top of it. My offices were down there. My offices were closed.
So one of the buildings next to the Trade Center.
No, there's pictures of it collapsing. There's nothing collapsing on top.
He goes on and on. And I think this is interesting about Building 7. After the investigation, they're saying that all of this debris from the collapse started all these fires within the building and like burnt the floor out. And then like a major structural column failed. And that's why it collapsed. And he's just like, I don't know, man. I was down. My offices were down there. I'm just saying weird stuff, but I wonder if, like, again, do you think in his mind, he's like, that's not a conspiracy theory because it's true? And that's
true.
Why he's like denying it? Or if he's just like, look, bro, why you got to press me right now, man? I'm trying to be an unserious candidate for president right now.
For once, I'm like glad that I'm not a part of one of these legendary political families because I don't have access to whatever tanning bed the Kennedys and the Cuomos use. Because whatever it is a faulty bed.
Yeah, orange theory. Like yeah, for real. They really, their goose is cooked. They look like a roasted turkey, for sure.
Their thighs are dried out.
Mm. Those thighs, definitely dry.
The leathery thighs.
Oh, yeah. Brittle.
Delicious.
But it's just so like, good. So, yeah. But I mean, like, it's interesting, too, because even with all this, right, he's still polling in a way that has both Republicans and Democrats being like, what the fuck? This guy could really fuck shit up. But, you know, because we talk about how slim the margins are, especially in some of these swing states. And if enough people go the RFK way, that could be great news for either Biden or Trump. Depends on whose polling you're looking at. But the thing is, there's still one unknown about all of this. He's currently only on one ballot for November. Because when you run as an independent, you need to gather a certain amount of signatures to get onto the ballot, to get that ballot access. Mm-hmm. So right now, the state of Utah is the only one where I believe, like, as of this recording, he is officially on the ballot. He keeps saying things like, I'm in the process. We're getting out there in Nevada, North Carolina, New Hampshire, a couple other places. And then those secretaries of state for those places are like, we don't have any shit from him yet. Like, the deadline's coming up. We don't have nothing from him. I'd imagine he's probably close, because why spend all this fucking money just to be like, well, y'all can vote for me in Utah. Like, that's not a proper candidacy. And I think that's why a lot of people have looked at his new VP pick, the very wealthy Silicon Valley lawyer, Nicole Shanahan, with some raised eyebrows and being like, oh, okay, maybe you need her cash to help your ballot access mission here. So we're not quite sure where this ends up. But I mean, we could know very soon. I mean, within the next few months, like, it'll be clear how far along he is, because some of those deadlines are approaching, like in April and May.
I will just say, listen, I think it's been pretty clear the Democrats are not exactly canny political operators or good at this at their very basic jobs, but they should be able to run a campaign where he is not a problem.
That should be
on them.
I think it's probably right. They're like, they're keeping their powder dry, so to speak, to be like, right now we got to go all in on just basically being like, Trump is bad, and don't talk about like the promise of what a Biden administration part two would look like. Just focus on him bad.
Him bad.
But it truly is like, it's like, I mean, if it's like this disconnect, if you need people this disconnected from reality to win against Donald Trump,
right,
you shouldn't have a political party that needs these people.
for real. Did you see that there's a new Dave Attell special on Netflix? I was like, I haven't heard from that guy in years, and he had this one joke. He's like, he was talking about Trump. He's like, but don't worry, I'm a Biden man. Hunter Biden.
Stupid joke. Classic Dave Attell joke.
Perfect Dave Attell joke. I'm a Biden man. Hunter Biden.
Hunter Biden.
Oh, man. But Blake, are you feeling the itch for RFK too, or no? You're probably out on him. You're a Hunter Biden man, right?
I'm a Biden. I was an RFK one guy for a while.
I'm RFK Mike. Yeah,
it's hard. You know, the sequel's never better than the original. But like, he does. Every time, he's one of those guys where you think he's crazy. The idea of him in your head has to be crazier than the real thing, you know, because we tend to caricaturize like people. And then you watch clips of him. It's like, no, that's pretty spot on. Yeah, he does look that way. He does talk that way. He does say those things. He does believe those things. Okay. Oh, he does do those push-ups with that form. He's always the same.
Wait, what's his push-up form?
Perfect.
He seems like a guy that does perfect push-ups.
Is he?
Oh, yeah, he loves him.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's right. I remember that when he was like wearing like denim jeans, looking like he was like an 80s like prison gang type dude.
It was a breathable denim. It was one of those breathable workout denims.
Yeah.
Now we almost have certainly to watch this clip
from a company that has advertised on Daily Zeitgeist.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like.
Okay. Yep.
Let's go.
Oh, he keeps it low. He's really trying to engage those really triceps. Low. Yeah, good for him.
Got to.
Yeah.
Where is he working out? It looks like is he already?
I think it's outside of SoFi Stadium.
Yo, he was gassed after like six.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he's pretty old. It's pretty good.
I know,
for
but he's got, but did you see how fucking big his arms were?
But he looks like he'd been doing push-ups already.
Yo, that's right.
We caught him mid.
I just burnt down my tries, dude. Yeah. I just did that, bro.
You're late.
Also, it's rich coming from a guy who would do like two push-ups and be like, I need to smoke weed for the rest of the day. After all this shit.
That's
no way. Not for me.
Mm-hmm. I'm trying to find a way Yeah, I find it much easier to work out if I'm a little stoned. Oh, okay. Because I hate working out.
Yeah.
Here is, I'm trying to find a way to make this joke without advocating political assassination, because I think it's
good luck.
mostly wrong.
Good disclaimer.
Except for that dude in Japan who just like changed everything.
Yeah. We just hit him with that PVC shotgun.
Yeah.
Well, it was wild too, because after that, people were like, the way the media in Japan handled it wasn't like, yo, this dude is wild. What the fuck is going on? How dare he? They're like, well, what made him want to go after Shinzo Abe? And then they're like, whoa, hold on a second. And then that really fucking disrupted a lot of the party politics in Japan. Not in a revolutionary way, but enough that the whole thing became about, maybe he has something. Maybe he was onto something. But anyway, with this RFK joke that you're trying to land.
I'm just trying to find it somehow. But since you keep calling him RFK too, I am looking for some version of, we just need Sirhan.
Sirhan to the fourth power.
Listen, probably don't assassinate anyone, almost certainly.
No, not at all.
Yeah. It usually never works.
Usually never wins, but sometimes can shift the conversation. Okay. Let's move on to another character from our lives. Jennifer Lopez. J-Lo. Yes.
J-Lo won.
This is a quick one. Because last month, right, I don't know if did any of you catch that? I started watching that Amazon thing she did because I knew it was just going to be fucking all over the place.
Yeah. And
I didn't
watch it.
Yeah. It's like a fever dream musical, basically.
Amazing. Yeah.
I think she probably saw like how Beyonce was doing visual albums. She's like, oh, I can do that shit.
I'm a little surprised that, sorry, go ahead.
No.
Go ahead with the headline.
Well, no, what do you mean? Surprised at what? Did she attempt it?
No. Go ahead. I'll be surprised at the thing you say next. I'm only surprised because I'm reading ahead in the document.
No, that's fine. That's fine. It's called ruining the segment, Andrew. So basically, she had this tour like launching alongside this like visual musical album, whatever thing she did on Amazon. But she just quietly canceled like the last 7 stops on the new tour because of alleged, quote, logistical issues with the promoter. And then most people were like, I think it's because all of these tickets aren't sold. But who knows? And because of that, I think it lends a little bit more credence to that idea, that theory, because now J-Lo has also rebranded the name of her tour from the This Is Me ellipsis now, which is the, name of the Amazon thing, to now, This Is Me, Live, The Greatest Hits.
Yes.
And to me, that sounds like you're just trying to be like, hey, man, I know that musical shit was way too confusing, but trust me, J-Lo is back, baby. And we're going to have Waiting For Tonight. Whoa. With all that shit. I'm Real, all those hits. So please buy a ticket. I don't know. I mean, are we all in agreement here that may be what the case is here? If you suddenly retitle your tour to be like, okay, not the new album, just all the good stuff I made.
Yeah. No new shit.
Right.
Proven. You will like this. There's data.
Jennifer Lopez, enjoyable.
Jennifer Lopez, If You Had My Love for 3 hours straight on a loop. Are you ready? Take my money. But yeah, I don't know. I hope it works out for her. But I still always, I don't know if any of you, there's this Vanity Fair piece that was written in the lead up to her releasing this Amazon thing. And I bring this up a lot because it's just so funny. It's a very like honest, like reporting on the process of her making this Amazon thing where everyone in her life that is important to her told her to not do it.
Oh.
And that like, please, like, you don't need to do this. Like, it's going to be difficult. Even Ben Affleck's like, I'm telling you, like, I've made shit on my own. It's not easy. And it's going to cost so much fucking money when nobody wants to do it. Like, it's just like, nobody wants to have my back. None of it. So
I just didn't realize this was like considered such an overreach. Like, I guess I didn't realize that like J-Lo is that much less popular than.
I think, it was more the specific, it was the direction of this thing, which is like this like deep abstract dive into her subconscious love life. Right. And right. having all these very confusing visuals, like all these people, like there was like a council of astrological signs played by different people, like Sad Guru, the YouTube guy, and like Neil deGrasse Tyson and like Jane Fonda's in it. There's like a bunch of just weird stuff in it. And people are like, I don't know. I think what they want to say is like, girl, I don't know if this is like good.
Yeah.
You know,
I'm just saying,
yeah,
a staged concert, a stadium tour production where she just does like a live staging of The Cell.
Okay.
Yeah.
Or Out of Sight, or just any, but you know, is it just Cell? Just do some
The Cell.
Just,
yeah.
Yeah.
Tarsem. That's a Tarsem Singh joint, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah. Just do that.
Wow. She should just have Tarsem do the fucking visuals. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And freak out her audience of like people who are like, you know.
Wine moms.
Yeah. Or whatever the J-Lo demographic. What is the J-Lo demographic nowadays? I'm actually kind of curious.
Like, you know, wine moms and older club kids.
Like, are there people... Yeah. Yeah, I'm just trying to think of people who, like, you know who adults. The Taylor Swift fans are. You know who a Tina Turner fan is. You know who a Beyonce fan is. Mm-hmm. You know who a Madonna fan is. J-Lo, mm-hmm. I'm like, I get it, but I just mm-hmm. I can't sort of visualize them in, like, a whole stadium. Maybe
it's a Vegas crowd. You know what
that's
I mean?
What
I
think
it's,
right.
Yeah, wherever tourists are.
Yeah.
Tourists, no one who lives in the place that the concert is in will go.
And then a lot of people
go to another place. And
then people
it.
Disappointed that she's not actually Selena, and they're like, "Oh,
yeah,
fuck."
Just do a whole
the hollering.
Yeah, a whole Selena. Just do greatest hits in character in your various movie characters.
Mm-hmm. Wow, I love that. Yeah, you got it. If it is like an Eras tour, you know, type of thing, it's like, okay, so now I'm on my Cell Tarsem thing. Yeah. I'm in my Selena thing. I'm in my Get Out phase.
If she goes from Fly Girl to fucking Selena to riveting stuff.
I'm just trying to look. I need to see because that jump, that's called an iconic jump because, I mean, what was Rosie Perez? Wasn't she also a Fly Girl? I think.
I believe so.
Let me just do that, Rosie Perez. See,
these ideas take you from Amazon Prime to an HBO. You know what I mean? Or like this gives you some prestige.
Or a series of TikToks.
Yes.
So it could be
which is the pinnacle.
Yes. I'm just trying to look through. Let's see. Man, why am I not seeing? What is this? Oh, producer. God.
You're on Google, right?
She's a multi-hyphenate, man. I was looking up all her producing credits. Okay. Let me scroll down. Okay. So did some TV. Did some that TV show South Central. I remember that one in 1994. Mm-hmm. She was in Jack. I forgot the Robin Williams movie.
That's holy shit.
Then Selena. Then obviously Anaconda. Then U-Turn.
A big snake on the stage.
Yeah.
Comes out.
Wow. Exactly.
Snake budget.
Oh, and she goes, it just starts off, snakes don't bite. And then John Voight comes out and he goes, they don't. And he, you know, when he references his scar, oh my God, dude, I love that monologue he gives in Anaconda. Anacondas are the perfect killing machine. Anyway, look it up.
Void or die.
But yes, good luck to you, Jennifer Lopez. I feel like that will probably work if just people be like, look, I'm doing the hits, bro. I'm doing it's like a Super Bowl halftime show.
Yeah.
And that's fine. Get your money. Look, we've all made mistakes trying to self-produce an Amazon distributed, you know, just art piece. So very relatable, and we got your back.
All right, that's going to do it for this week's Weekly Zeitgeist. Please like and review the show if you like the show. It means the world to Miles. He needs your validation, folks. I hope you're having a great weekend, and I will talk to you Monday. Bye.
here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. A new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
What up? I am Dramos, host of the Life as a Gringo podcast. This is a show for the No Sabo kids, the 200 percenters. Here we celebrate your otherness and embrace living in the gray area. Every Tuesday, I'll be bringing you conversations around personal growth, issues affecting the Latin community, and much more. Then every Thursday, I'll be tackling trending stories and current events from our community. Listen to Life as a Gringo on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.